Blog Talk Radio.
Check. Check, check. Check, check. Harry, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Hi, Brett.
Hey, buddy. Hey. How's it going?
Oh, it's busy. Like always.
That's a good thing, man.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So you had a good event this weekend?
Yeah, we are selling some steak sandwiches, ribeyes.
Oh, wow.
And it was an event at Dragonfest, and I got a big South African braai with live fire. And so we were cooking some, and and selling that to the people.
Oh, good, good. It looked like I saw some of the pictures.
We did a couple. We did a couple hundred of ribeyes. So that was nice.
Wow, very good.
Yeah.
So, go ahead.
We fed about 500-600 people.
Wow. Yeah, you guys were busy
That's
then.
Nice.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Make money doing that.
I just finished moments ago with Tom from the German event organizer. And,
yeah.
He's organizing Ruhrpott. He claims that he has already, that's Ruhrpott. That thing, I think Barbecue Guru, Bob Trucker will be there too.
Oh, good.
And he, it's one of the biggest now. I think that he expects about 100 teams.
And wow. Is that the one we've been talking to back and forth a little bit?
Yep.
Okay, good, good.
And he claims he wants to have about 50 SCA teams, 50 steak teams to do the SCA steak cook-off.
Wow.
So that will be awesome.
Yes, that would be amazing. Good, good.
Yeah.
That's one of the things I'm going to ask you about once we start. I'm just going to go down a list of questions and just ask you some of this stuff. But I just wanted to talk to you first. We'll talk and then we'll do a recorded session for the radio show.
Awesome.
Yeah, the points thing next year. I those rings are not cheap at all. They cost a good amount. But if we can get some, if it helps build membership over there with the cookers, if they'll come on and start joining, and then all of a sudden, those guys, the members would be in a points chase. And then we could do the same thing we do here. I think it would build it over there pretty good.
Yeah.
What do you think?
That's, I think it will be awesome because I think at the World Championship, your prize is also a champion's ring.
Yes.
Correct. Yes. So it would be logical that a European championship or a point chase has the same thing. Only we will pay for it, of course. And I know they are not cheap, but
They're not bad, Harry. They're about $300.
Oh no,
so that's
no problem. I think. I think the teams will love to have something like a buckle or a ring, a champion's ring, and that's more common in the States to have a champion's ring. So if we're going to introduce it here, then, we may make maybe a new tradition here for a prize that's a champion's ring.
What I could do, we could get one that says 2017 SCA Europe Points Champion. Have one made and then get it to you, and that could be something you could show off to the teams.
Yes.
And just say, hey, you got to be a member to get points.
Yeah.
And it'd be easy to track the members.
And I think, it will grow. Yeah, you have to be a member because that's what happened in here with the KCBS. Because this year we started with the iToy, the point chase for Europe and for international. And suddenly, teams that always enter the competition, they realize, I should be a KCBS member. Because at that point, a lot of teams were not a KCBS member.
Right.
But you have to be a KCBS member if you want to do the point chase.
I thought that
if it works for the KCBS, it will work for the SCA over here too. Then you have... And more contests, and they realized they should be a member.
Were you able to give them their results afterwards this time? Just show them that?
Yes.
Good, because I think that'll make one of the guys mentioned that, and I think that'll make a big difference to them if they can start to see how they did in each category. That's something we do here. It works out well.
I saw... one of the guys, SCA Rep Joe, at Facebook, he places also on Facebook. So I will do that this evening also for Dragonfest.
Okay, great. Yeah, that seems to go over pretty well. And the teams, you just say, hey, your scores, if you don't get a pitcher here, they'll be on Facebook. And they can just save their tickets because guys tend to throw them when they don't place.
Yeah.
When's this Rupert Germany looking for? When are they looking?
That will be soon, very soon. So that will be the 24th of September.
That's right. I forgot about that. That's the same guy. I said, man, honestly, you're better off having Harry do it. It just saves you so much money. I know you'd like to have us there, but Harry does a great job, and he's there. I mean,
yeah. Oh, what he wants, because he has always also reps coming over for the KCBS from the States. Don Harwell always do the run, and Debbie Harwell will be the reps for his contest.
Okay.
Yeah. So he is used to have fly-in reps.
Okay.
From the States. Yeah.
Well, honestly, so it does. That's good, because that weekend we're hammered. Busy. I mean,
no,
even what
I think it is the best. I can do it because it's for us our 2-hour drive, and we will be there. So that's no problem. So we can be there. I offered him also to do a judging class because there are not that many Germans are a judge. So I will do that too.
Okay, and do you want me? I'm still putting the signups on here. Does that help on our website? How are you?
That has to grow. I think that will help, but they have to get used to it to use that.
Yeah, I'll start sending an email to all the reps that are signed up and say, "Hey, we have an event coming up. You can sign up on the website." I think that'll help. And then
that
I'll just send
too,
that list. This is who we have signed up.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll do that. And do you run with a minimum, or are you still running with extra over there?
About
like for your 19, how many judges did you use?
Oh, if they're mostly we will use 10.
10.
If there's two tables, then we can do 40 teams as a maximum for Germany. Otherwise, we will go for the 15 for three tables. But if he agrees with a judging
class
and we have some more participants, then we will divide it in more tables.
Okay, that's
so
great.
So to get a chance. If,
absolutely.
For instance, if they all want to do it, and we got, for instance, we got 20 students. If we perhaps we could have that, and then we divide 20 judges about a couple of tables, and then go for it.
I agree with you.
Then they have the experience, and they be there.
Yeah, they're getting and they're getting some value for what they did. They get to judge right away.
Yeah.
I like that. That's good.
That's making the bind for the community for the SCA.
Yes.
Why should you have a judging class if you can't judge?
Can't judge, exactly. Well, good. Yeah, that'll work. And we're also doing, if they can sign up for a table captain to just help, they'll still get to taste steak when it's over, but they can help out on a table captain. We've done that, and it's been real successful here. We have some people, I just want a table captain, because KCBS has made that an honor. Like, you have to take a class for it. And we're like,
yes,
well, hell no. That just gives us extra bodies to help. I was like, well, let them table captain. Because I have a few people, and every time they sign up, it's just a table captain. That's fine. Because that's just extra.
We have that too. There are some guys that, and girls also that they want to be a table captain. And also with the KCBS, it's the same thing. Only you have to do an extra class for it in the KCBS, and they can. It's a very responsible job for them, and also they can eat some from the grazing table. And when the steak cook-off is over and the judges, there's plenty to graze from.
Oh, yeah. Most of the steak's still there. I eat about 2.5-3 ounces, and that's it. Excellent.
Yeah.
Okay.
So table captains or whatever, even the judges, they want to have the leftovers.
Do you think what's-his-name is going to want to come, Clint Myers, to the championship? I got to reach out to him.
I've talked to him this weekend, and he is in the States, and he flies back a couple of days before that.
Oh, really?
So I say, yo, you have to reschedule. Because,
wow.
I think it would be a nice thing to have for him at the States, to have to be there. Yeah.
We got a guy
and
coming.
Probably, we talked with Jeroen. We are also hopefully planning to come.
Oh, wow.
That
would be awesome.
That's our goal. If we can manage, we will be there. Because we want to be there.
It's going to be Kingsford. We're having a conversation with them at 2:00, but they're supposed to do a happy hour for all the judges and the teams on Friday night.
Wow.
Because we do that big celebration Friday. We actually might be able to stream some of it live too. Not all of it, but part of it, just show people what it's about. So it's going to be neat. Good.
It is.
It's growing. I got a guy called us that wants an event in Australia.
Yeah.
Meat stock.
Awesome.
Have you heard of meat stock?
Yeah. Is that also not a KCBS contest? Because KCBS is growing in Australia.
This is not KCBS. It's the ABA, the Australian Barbecue Association. And I don't know. I have a girl on the show, Jess Pryor. She's from over there in Australia, and she helped start that organization. Evidently, her mom.
I know her. We are on Facebook. She has a couple of. She make also. She have some. I bought some T-shirts from her about a complete meal, steak and bourbon.
Yeah. Yep. She's a.
Like a hardcore carnivore. Yeah, she's a personality. She's Australian, but I think Texas want to be that she changes into that she is a Texan instead of an Australian.
Yeah, that's for sure. That's funny.
Yeah.
Well, good.
Yeah,
I was going to ask you about this one in – how do you say Den Haag? How is that said?
In Dutch?
Yeah, how do you guys say that one? JoJo needs to
Den Haag. Den Haag.
Okay. I'm going to ask you that during, because JoJo and I were having an argument, and we're both wrong. That's funny.
Why? Why?
Oh, because we were both wrong saying it. We didn't know how to say it. The Hague or the Hague.
Den Haag is the how you say it in English, but in Dutch is it Den Haag. Oh, and sometimes they will pronounce it as Schravenhagen.
Jeez, what about Ragafest?
There's a place that's the harbor of Den Haag that's called Scheveningen, and at World War II, to catch the German spies, they have to say it this name Scheveningen or Den Haag because they can't pronounce it right. So that's how we get the German spies in the Second World War.
I'm going to ask you about that because Ken and I, or JoJo and I, were going back and forth on the show about that name the last couple of shows. It's been fun. All right, cool. And then barbecue, they've already taken care of theirs. The Barbecue Society one, their sanctioning fee still up, hasn't been paid. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes. Oh,
okay.
Yes, they're still up. Yeah, of course. If
no
they
problem.
Don't pay it, then I will give them a reminder.
Okay, no problem. I'm just looking at it. I'm just looking through the rest of the year here. Great. Well, I think I'm ready. I'm going to ask you some just basic questions. How's SEA going in Europe? And do you know the guy that cooked on a shovel and got fourth at the Tony Stone?
What kind? Me? Who?
He cooked on a shovel at the Tony Stone.
And he went fourth?
Yeah, he put a shovel in the ground, got it hot, put a steak on, and cooked it over the coals in a shovel.
You know, want to know who it is?
Well, I was just curious. I mean, that was something neat that you guys have done that we've never seen over here. So I was just going to mention, you know, there's different ways.
It's a caveman style cooking.
Yeah.
Like
you did in that picture. You threw some just on the coals. I saw a picture of it. It looked cool. I shared it, actually.
Actually, that was a Belgian guy from 5Q. That was he was on fourth place at the Tony.
Okay, cool. All right. Well, then we'll talk about the ring for next year's points champion. Bring up some new events in Germany. You can bring up like the new event in Germany that's coming up, and then we'll talk about existing events. Then we'll remind the judges that sign up as a table captain to sign up on the website. And then we have another question that we'll ask you too that I'll tell you later. All right.
Yeah, of course. all right.
Good. Okay. Well, then we'll just let me get this over. I'll put something on, trying to think of what to play for Europe. I don't have anything. I usually have a song. I'll come up with a song and splice it in for you, but.
Okay.
All right, we're going to start over. We'll start the recording, okay? All right, we're here with Harry Havinga. This is our SCA rep from the Netherlands. How are you doing today, Harry?
I'm fine, Brett. Thank you.
Sure. Thanks for coming on. We're busy.
Oh, yeah, we are really busy. We just finished the Reigerfest in Den Haag, called Den Haag. And 19 teams were competing, and it's still growing. And a guy, an American who lives in Prague, Clint from Bohemian Barbecue, won the contest.
I met him at our first SC event a couple years ago over there, and then I ran into him at the World Food Championships. He's a really nice guy. I think he's with Yoder, is he not?
He cooks on Yoder. Yes. He imports and sells Yoder smokers. That's correct.
Great. That'll be nice. Hopefully he'll come to the championship here in October.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
If he could come, he will be there.
Excellent. Now, you know, the more the merrier. I think Frank Timmerhouse was planning on coming, and we got a guy from Canada coming, so we're going to be represented. Plus, you guys are having a points chase over there. How is that going? I think it's three events. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's three events. That's the Beef and Steak Steak Cook-Off Award. And there's a three contest. That's the first one was Tony Stone. The second one was last weekend at Reigerfest. And the next one will be the Barbecue Society Cook-Off. And the guy or girl or team that wins the most points in those three contests, they get a plane ticket from our sponsor, Beef and Steak, to go to your World Championship. Yes.
That's going to be awesome. That'll be great. That'll probably be a fourth team at least that comes. That'll be incredible. I promise we throw a good party.
Sure, I know. I heard it from Frank that you're great party builders. But that's the point that we want to give a plane ticket to the contest, because otherwise perhaps they get an invitation, or they will have they get an invitation for to be at the World Championship, but they probably cannot come because and when they get a plane ticket, so we want to be sure that someone who has won a couple of contest and this point chase, you got to be there. Because you have to be at this kind of contest, the World Championship, that means a lot of us because they get the stories. We saw it last year with Frank Timmerhouse. He went there, and all the stories about the party, about the steak cook-off, you get it back here in Europe, and they will give more energy and more to other teams, to be there.
Frank was a bit of a rock star while he was here. Everyone kept coming to Frank, talking to him, and I think he liked that a little bit.
We have to correct him here because he's not here a rock star.
He comes home and he's just Frank, right?
Yes, he was still the man,
So who's leading that? Do you know right now, or you probably have it written down, but you might not have it with you.
Sorry?
Who's leading who is leading so far in that little points chase for those events?
At this moment, Seaside Smokers, they for the second time they went reserve. Bohemian Barbecue, Clint is also doing good. But those are the main teams that are cooking constantly. You got in every contest some guys are lucky. They have their day, and then they win, and the next day. For example, that's a night, because last year at Dreigerfest, we did also a steak cook-off, and it was the second one. And the guy that won last year was this year last. So you never know.
Wow. You know, there's such a fine line between winning and losing, and you just got to be consistent. That's the key. Try to be consistent.
But it's also the fun part because everybody knows they have a chance to win or to do good.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. We always joke it's any given Saturday another guy can win. Somebody has it. You always have a chance in an SCA event. It just depends on the judges. Even the weather plays a part in the cook-off. I know your guys' weather is different all the time.
Yeah, that can be in one day different than the other day because we got a humid climate and sometimes it's windy with rain and cold, and the next day it could be hot and warm.
Do you go to that Barbecue West cook-off, the one that's held around in the mountains? And it looks like they have to plow the snow just to set the teams up. Have you ever been to that one?
I've been there. I was there at the first time when they held it there, and it was awesome. It was cold. It was freezing. And I was judging for the KCBS at that point for that contest. And, that was a challenge, too. Because there was a heat cannon in the shed that was used for the judging, but the heat was approximately 10 inches from the heat, and that's it. And the rest of the shed was cold, so it was a challenge. It is.
Yeah, I saw the pictures. It was one of the coolest barbecue pictures I had ever seen. The teams were set up in a U shape, and they literally plowed the snow. It was almost as high as some of the WSM Webers that were there. And then they hit the mountains. Yeah. Wow.
It was difficult to get there. We have to use those chains around the tires to get there. And it was a challenge. It was really a challenge. At the nighttime, beautiful pictures. We had a snowstorm and that kind of stuff. Yeah, real challenge.
That was a challenge for the cookers, too.
Some gazebos collapsed because the pressure from the snow on the roof. So the structure didn't hold it. So a couple of gazebos were destroyed. And the last time they give the teams little wooden chalets to survive the night. Yeah.
That would help. All right. So I'm just looking down my my schedule, and we've got some more events coming in Europe. Looks like we have three more this year, one of them being the new one in Germany.
Yeah. With the Tony, it's definitely the largest. I spoke briefly to Tom just before this phone call, and he's up to 100 teams now, and probably 40, 50 teams will be entering the stake category.
That's great. That'll be our largest SCA event in Europe. Wow.
That's
great.
So. Yeah.
It's all because you're doing
a
great job.
First one. It's the first one in Germany. And now we are in, of course, we have the Netherlands, a couple. We have two. Also, the next day, I will be in Almere for the next SCA contest. That's a small one compared to Ruhrpott. And then we have in October the Barbecue Society cook-off. And then... Oh, and of course, we have Belgium also. We have the one in Belgium. So
wow.
We have three countries to do a couple of weeks. Yeah.
That is great. Now, we're excited about that. You've done a great job helping build it over there. And
my pleasure.
Man, you're like a rock star over there. Everybody knows Harry.
I know. If you Google me, Harry and barbecue, then... You probably see my smiling face. That's true.
Yeah.
But it's so much fun to do, and
yes.
I like to do the SCA steak cook-off. And some teams are now asking me, oh, I saw on the website also margaritas when we start with margaritas. So we will expanding.
Yes. Margaritas. We just had a new one. We're doing grilled cheese sandwiches. I don't think you guys...
Awesome.
Do you have a grilled cheese sandwich over there?
Oh, yeah. We call
okay.
it a tosti. And then
oh,
you put
right.
meat or just the cheese. Mostly we do it with ham and cheese, for instance,
uh-huh.
between the bread. Between that, and then we grill it. Is that also at your category?
Yeah, it's a new category. We're going to try it... Actually, 9/17 at Smokin' Possum Hollow will be our first one. I just posted a picture of the trophy for it on Facebook. It's a
awesome
cool trophy, but I think it's going to be a fun one. It's going to be really creative. But yeah, margaritas, Bloody Marys, you name it, we can judge it. Great.
Yeah, I think we should do all the possibilities from the SCA, like the one bite, the burger, the kids barbecue, all those categories. We should do that sometime. One contest with all the possibilities of the SCA. That would be nice.
Well, you guys had a great kids cook-off when we were over there. I was so impressed with it. You guys had
I think
Napoleon Grill sponsored it, and they set up the grills. I thought that was an amazing kids cook-off. They did
a
wonderful.
It was an amazing kids, but it was on the last moment because I already had a desire to have a kids queue on my contest, Tony Stone.
Mm-hmm.
But it was too little time to make it an SCA contest. But next year it will be on. An SCA sanctioned one.
That'll be cool. The
also
SCA
sponsored
kid.
By Napoleon.
Yeah, Napoleon could still use the girls the way they did. That was really neat. All right.
Yeah.
Well,
it's a neat setup. What I have.
Yeah,
yes.
For sure. We've got. I was going to tell you we have the judges from Europe. We've got a lot of European judges, and far as sign up for them, they can go to the website and sign up, and we're going to do a better job of sending emails to them just so they have them to make sure they can sign up online. And I know it's going to take some time till they get used to the system. You know, I'm sure KCBS's is a little different. I think that goes straight through the promoter, but it seems to be working here. We just
kind
of translate it over somehow. So
yeah.
We'll get that.
It's what they get used to it. I think
yes.
So. It's a matter of time.
Yeah, it's a matter of just time. All right. Well, I have one last question for you, Harry.
Okay.
We ask everyone who comes on show the one question. It's if you could cook a steak for anybody in the world, alive or dead, who would it be and why?
That's a tough one.
Angela Jolie's already been taken.
Who's taken?
Anybody. Angela Jolie.
Anybody. And Angela Jolie.
She's an actress in America.
I know, yes, I know. She's famous. Why not for our king and queen? That will be nice.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Why not?
So they have a proper barbecue or a proper steak once in a while.
There you go.
And not that fancy food. So, and our queen is from Argentina, so she should have some real grilling over there. So.
Oh, absolutely.
In the Netherlands, we can do that too.
Excellent. That's
just
a great answer.
Just to show her that we can. Also, grill a good steak.
Awesome. Great answer, Harry. Well, thanks for coming on. We appreciate it. And do you have anything you'd like to talk about or plug before we go? Any of your grills or anything you're working with over there?
No, we're busy, and we are also organizing, of course, the European Championship in April next year in Amsterdam.
That's
so
right.
That will be a great venue in Amsterdam, in the city, with a old golf course, and that's a great venue. And I ask you about if Chris Lilly wants to come to our contest. That will be excellent and awesome if he should have the time and willing. That would be an extra impulse for. Yeah,
we'll contact him about that, because it would be great to have Chris, and he's a heck of a steak cooker. I don't know if you know that or not, but he made the championship. So,
and it would be a boost for the contest.
We'll go ahead and get a ring for that, you know, the European champion, just like the American one too. So that'll be great.
Yeah, they will fight for it. I know for sure.
Well. I appreciate you coming on, and we will catch up with you soon, Harry. Thanks for all you do for SCA.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, buddy. Bye-bye. All right, Harry, we're done, bud. Are you there? I guess he hung up. You there, JoJo?
Hello. Yes, I am.
All right. Was it better your second time you called in?
Yes.
He's like Den
Hall. Yeah, I had it on the... I was listening through it on the computer, and it started off choppy, but it could have been just the connection, but it got smooth. Then the telephone call was real choppy. I called back, and it sounded smoother.
Well, they're having a problem with Blog Talk today. It is dirt slow, so I'm hoping we'll get it for on the air. But anyway, I just ran through questions with him, and it seemed like it went well. They're getting excited over there, man. This next event should be 40 to 50 teams in Germany. It's the largest ACS in Europe, but he's expecting 40 to 50, which will set our record in Germany.
Very nice.
Yes, sir. All right, well, I'll let you roll. I just wanted to get this done.
Oh, so we're not going to do an interview with Faith Cooker now?
No. Your head's already big enough.
Because we can't find one at such short notice?
Yeah, exactly. Hoser. Yeah, let's talk about your famous cooking. How'd you do last week? Joe, are you there? Are you there?
No, hablo inglés.
No hablo inglés. Good answer. All right, well, I'm going to splice all this out anyway. So I will let you roll, buddy. I got to get after it.
Okay, man.
Thanks, man.